I have to recording this evening, and because yesterday Sweden become a member of NATO. You know, I have told you that I am not a political person, but it's historical event that have been, and Sweden is the 32nd, 32nd country that go into NATO. So it have been many that have been in NATO before Sweden. And it's because Sweden have wanted to kept the 200 years old peace, to not be involved in anything with war to do. And but now it seems like it's a strong thing that they need to be on one side of a war and not be like, say, we are neutral. They can't be that way anymore. And it was yesterday, it was March 7, 2024, when we become members of NATO. And we were neutral when it was Second World War. And some people didn't like that, that we don't stand against Hitler in that time. But it is more forces, stronger forces that have created now that Sweden have to say yes to NATO. And it's things that we normally people, we don't know what's behind it, the decision. It's many things it can be. But what I can tell you about, that is a sign of what time we live in, that there is a dividing of countries. And when the Bible is saying that the children is going against their parents, it can mean that countries that have been involved in another country, country that have seen, like, seen Russia as their mother, are not longer going with what they are saying in Russia or in like other countries also. They have split up, and we know that it's this time those that have been friend before are enemies today. And it is a sign of the time we live in. And I have someone touch me now when I talk it to you about these things. And it was a really hard bang into where I sit now, and it was not close, really close to me, but it was going into things I have piled up that I should take to my store unit. And it was like almost like a cat could have jumped into everything there. But I don't have a cat. Or if it should be a rat, it should be very big rat to make that sound. And I don't see it like that, because I felt like it chill in my body. I was not frightened, but it was chill in my body, like it is when the spirit want to talk to me. And so I tried to get the connection with this. I try when it happened. It happened for maybe 20 minutes ago. And now it is this with a man and a woman, both. And I have explained for you that it can be someone that have been here on Earth in two genders. One time they were here as a man, and the second time they were here as a woman. I told you when I see two genders. So I don't know why I was touched of a spirit. It's coming now inside my brain, something going on. And sometimes I have thinking about my brother, my blood brother, that he is coming through because he's up in that age that men die in. And but then I thinking that he is a very evil man. And why do he go with those spirits in heaven? Those spirits in a positive afterlife. But I have explained that to you before, that the angel have told me why a person that have been evil here on earth, when they go back to heaven, they don't have those things with them that they had here in heaven. And it's about repent, that when they come to heaven, that's the last chance they get to repent. They go into this, everyone that have passed away, they are going into the heavenly court, and there they see what they have done here on earth. And if they fall down and on their knees and ask for those in the court to forgive what they have done here on earth, it can happen that they can go into heaven, even what they ever have done here on earth. It can change, because those that is in the court is not like us here on earth. It's he's saying to me, I was very surprised when it happened. I was laying on my knees, crying for forgiveness for what I have done on earth. And suddenly they say I should stand up and walk into heaven. But then you that have followed me, you know that heaven is heaven, but heaven is also many different things. Heaven have many rooms, many doors to open. You know, I have told you that I have been to heaven and was allowed to open a door. I opened two doors in that time, even if I should not could know what will happen in heaven, because it was not my time to go into heaven, but I was allowed to have a peek a little what's going on in heaven, see it. And and there is many rooms, and it's also that I got the knowledge more and more and more. I didn't know these things for 3 years ago, that like I know today. I'd be educated. So it was told me that there is layers in heaven. Because that is a question. How can so many people that have lived here on earth in many, many, many generations, how can they fit into heaven? And the answer did I get for maybe a half year ago, or more, that they told me that it's layers, and I could understand why my grandmother could come into that time. I was up to heaven and met my mother, and she died 1990, and my grandmother came. And she passed away 1962, and so they were in different time layers. But my grandmother could come into my mother's layers, and she disturbed the whole thing. So my mother, she went away, she disappeared, my mother, because the layers took over where my grandmother was in. And then my grandmother asked about computers, because she passed away in 1960, I think in 1964, and we didn't have any computers in Sweden in that time, so she didn't know what it was she looked at, and she was looking at a computer. But my mother died in 1990, and we have started to get computers. So my mother knew about computers, even if she never was on any computer. But she saw her children have computers, so she knew that. So that's a confirm for me that there is layers of years. I don't know if it's only 1 year, one layer, or is it many years in these layers. I don't know that. But it is like a tree, that you can count how old the tree are because of the layers there in the tree. So now I don't know if it's when I breathing like that, I don't know if they are coming in or they have left me now. And so if it was that they left me, that was what they were talking about. They're talking about heaven once again, that there is layers. And then these rooms, because I have seen when I've been up to heaven that is a field of lots of people in the field, and they are not going into that city, the golden city. So some people are going, many is going to the meadow and playing on the meadow, and are like they are children, so they don't remember what was in their life before they come to heaven. They don't know. The meaning is that they should not, because they should not be worried about anything. And then they are going to on running around in the meadow and playing like children. Even if they are 100 years, when they passed away, they go like children. And then it's a city, and some people is inside the city, because it's a wall around the city, and it's a very tight entry into the city. It's very tight, so they can't come out, because it's like security guard standing and tell if they can come in or not come in. And then in the city there is a house, a big house, a high big house, and there is where God is sitting on his throne, and some few people are going to sit with God. And I was there once. I sit and look at the world and listen at God, and And then I decided me to go back to Earth one more time. And before I had been a man, but suddenly when I hit this planet, I was a woman, a girl. So that was a different way. And that is also a sign of what time we live in. When you know that I come immediately from God's throne room down to earth and was changed to be a girl. And so I have told you that I have been born 6 times, and this is the 7th time I am down on earth. And I have this higher priest with me. That's why the enemies have tried to kill me, but they have not could kill me. And because I have the highest priest with me, and he can tell those other that is in heaven to help me so I don't be killed. That's why I have the higher priest with me, for him to protect me. He is not the archangel. He is someone coming into my body. I started to talk now to you. Because this one that follow me, he was related to me, and he come down. And that's why he told me 2016 in Jerusalem that I should do my DNA, because he is related to me. I don't know how important it is to know who it is, or is it okay to be like, to know that they are related to me, those that help me. But even those that is related to me, they are born, they have been grafted into my DNA tree to destroy me, to do bad things against me. And I don't want to be selfish, so I bring you with me, you that follow me and listen. We should ask God to let the graft that is in our family tree, to let this graft be cut off, because that was not good graft going into us, to our family tree. And it's the whole time it's trying to place in the tree rotten things. It's rotten. It's going rotten. and we need to ask those that is for us, that is here just now, is here to defend us, to put up the sword and cut those grasses away from the tree. The base of the tree is good, and so it should not die. The tree should live, and in that way it must be to destroy those branches that is rotten. Don't take that with this tree we have. We need to have peace in our life. We don't need to have rotten branches into the tree. So I prayer for both you and me about this rotten things that can split up a tree and kill the tree. So we ask for healing. For healing for the tree. It is time to stop recording now. And I thank you, the one that come and talk and was into my body. I thank you for doing these things. And and God bless you. I wanted to talk about my health so you understand it, that my ears have not gone worse. I hear a little on the right ear now, so I am not worried about it, because it seems like the body fight against this, what happened to my ear. So God bless you and thank you for listening.